Have you heard of Lewis and Clark or Alexander McKenzie? Chances are you have heard of one, but not the other. And chances are, if you live in the United States or Canada, will determine which one you know. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. On the Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about ideas for rural and agricultural America. On episode 55, it's 13 ways to kill or not kill your community.
We're building a community which will, in the long run, help draw more people and draw more business.
Catch episode 54 for real-world advice on cover crops.
Doing a small grain after corn, I think that's one of the easiest ways to get started.
I'm your host, Andrew McRae. Get Farming the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. In school, we probably learned about the Lewis and Clark expedition, and we may believe they were some of the very first explorers to ever see the lands they passed. But Jim Hansen says there were European explorers here far before 1800.
Well, there was a major French expedition that reached the Black Hills of South Dakota just north of us in the 1750s, the Verendry brothers.
Jim Hansen is a historian at the Museum of the Fur Trade in Chadron, Nebraska.
There are indications that there had been people up from Mexico trading for furs and from Canada long before this became a part of the United States.
And even if we do not realize there were trappers and traders in today's western U.S. years ahead of Lewis and Clark, we may believe that expedition was the first to make the trek all the way to the Pacific and back.
Americans think they were the first people to reach the West Coast, but they, in fact, were given a book by the President of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, that was written by a fur trader who actually made that trip 10 years before they did. And Jefferson thought this would be a great triumph if we repeated it.
And it was that earlier crossing before Lewis and Clark that was the first crossing of the North American continent from east to west that was north of the country of Mexico.
If you go to Canada, the school children there have never heard of Lewis and Clark. Down here, the school children have never heard of Alexander McKenzie.
Alexander McKenzie was a Scotsman who made that trip from Canada to the Pacific Ocean, the first European to reach the ocean via land from east to west, and a trip that inspired President Thomas Jefferson that a similar trip should be attempted in the newly acquired Louisiana Purchase. Depending on the country in which you live, you've probably heard of one expedition, but not the other. The Museum of the Fur Trade helps tell the story of those expeditions that explored the continent. Traveling the Countryside, in Chadron, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McRae.